Warning, if you are a practicing Christian, this episode may upset you. This month we're going to talk about what is Christmas. We're going to basically discuss an advanced way of looking at Christmas, of understanding it, relating to it. And if you're a meditator, if you're a spiritual practitioner, this is really going to resonate with you, and it might even help you sort of relate to Christmas with less friction in a more authentic and conscious way. And we're going to be covering four main threads this month. What is Christmas? What is Jesus? Or who is Jesus? The Christmas symbols, and how to celebrate Christmas like a mystic. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So what we're going to be discussing today is really just it's an introduction, but it's also very in-depth and very fundamental. So think of this as like the fundamentals. You're going to be sort of being asked to look at Christmas in a very different way to how most people look at it. And I'm going to be asking you to be very honest and to develop a more authentic relationship with it. So as I said, if you're a practicing Christian, this episode will upset you. In fact, this whole series will upset you. And most of the things I say about spirituality and religion will upset you. So if that's you, you just be aware of that. Even if you're not a practicing Christian, if you've just got sort of certain ideas that you haven't really looked at, certain unexamined ideas about Christmas, this information I'm going to be presenting might confuse you, and it might trigger you, and it might just not make any sense. However, if there is openness, and if there is a genuine spiritual connection there, it will unlock a new understanding for you. So basically, this month, what we're doing is we're looking at Christmas from what I would call a post-rational perspective, a post-religious perspective. We're really looking at it from a symbolic, non-dual perspective. And I want to let you know that I am not a Christian, and I'm not involved in a church of any kind, not even sort of the more progressive churches. I'm not involved in the church at all. If anything, I'm a Buddhist spiritual practitioner, but I still don't identify as a Buddhist, because even calling yourself a Buddhist can be a very big trap. But that's another story. What I would say is that I'm a practitioner and an embodier of spiritual truth. And I can see the deep truth in all religions, in all spiritual systems. And I know that's a bit of a cliche, you know, and it sounds kind of cool. Oh, yeah, I can see how they all point to the truth. I really mean that as genuinely as possible. Like, I'm honestly not trying to show off. But they all point to the truth in their own way. I'm not saying they all point to exactly the same truths, but they're in the same ballpark. All right. If you want to go into the minutiae, you can see, well, okay, they're actually quite different, but it's kind of relative. You know, they are talking about spiritual truth. Okay. I also would say I can see all the bullshit in every single religion, in every single tradition, and I can see how they've been very distorted and manipulated and abused over the years. So I don't want to give this impression of being like some like worldly mystic. Like, I equally criticize and I equally see the truth in most of the systems and religions that I come across. But I'm also very critical. You know, look at my episodes about yoga back in sort of October, November time, and you'll see that I'm very critical. Okay, so this is what I mean. When you embody, when you're a practitioner, when you embody spiritual truth, you can understand when it's being pointed to and when it's being sort of hijacked and when it's being abused and when people are just creating all sorts of paraphernalia around it that is unnecessary. And this episode in particular is about what is Christmas. So let's just get right to it. I'm not going to beat around the bush here. What is Christmas? Well, if you look at the etymology of Christmas, this is, we're getting an etymological lesson here. Not really, I'm only kidding. Christmas means Christ Mass, or the Mass of Christ, or the Mass for Christ. Okay, so it means Mass. It means Christ's Mass. So you can think of it as a sort of reunion for Christ, a commemoration of Christ. So we all sort of understand what a Mass or a reunion or a commemoration is, right? But what is Christ then? Because if it's the Mass of Christ, well, what is Christ? And this is where, if you're Christian or if you've got any sort of embedded Christian ideas, I'm going to probably piss you off. And I'm going to say that Christ has nothing to do with a historical person, whether they not existed or not, in my opinion, is actually quite irrelevant for your own awakening. It may be interesting on a sort of historical level, but I am not interested in that. I'm interested in spiritual truth. So from this, for these purposes, it's irrelevant whether Christ existed or not. I'll just say that. Christ, in terms of spiritual truth, what Christ is your true nature. It's your true nature beyond your false identification with your ego. That is what Christ is. It's very, I wouldn't say it's simple, because to say it's simple would be to kind of reduce it down and sort of trivialize it. It's not trivial, and you can't just reduce it down, but it's very clear. It's very sort of, you know, there's, you can literally sum it up like that. It's just your true nature. Christ is your true nature. So we're not talking about some being that lived thousands of years ago. We're not talking about, you know, the image of Christ, you know, this like long-haired, bearded young man. These, I mean, we'll get onto that later on this month. What, like, why is Christ represented in this way from a spiritual truth point of view? But that is, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about you. Like, literally, I'm talking about you and your own being, your own awareness, your own consciousness. Okay? Christ is your true nature. It's a word used for your true nature. Have you ever heard the phrase Christ consciousness? That just means being aware of your true nature, pretty much. And you might ask, well, okay, Ross, true nature, that sounds kind of sexy and spiritual, but what the fuck does true nature mean? Well, what we can basically say about this, and again, I won't go into too much detail into this without sounding like a terrible marketer. Next week, we're going to talk about what is Christ, I promise you. So I'm going to be very clear about that. When I say your true nature, it basically just means who you are beyond your ego. You know, you think you are a person that was born at a certain place, at a certain time, who has likes, dislikes, who has thoughts, who has memories, their past, their future, their friendship, their family, their obligations. This is yourself, right? Now, what I'm basically, the main sort of truth in spirituality is quite simple, that this is not who you really are. It's that simple. And your true nature is simply what you actually are. And it's something that's quite radically different from just being an ego, being a person. What this really requires is a perceptual shift. It's not so much like a It is a transformation, of course. I mean, that's true. But the problem with using the word transformation is it can bring sort of all kinds of fantasies and idealistic concepts about what that actually means. Just think of it as a shift in perception. Like right now, you perceive yourself as something separate from the world, which is separate from you. And it feels like things are outside of you. It feels like the world exists independently of you. It feels like some parts of your perception are you and some other parts aren't. If you've never done any spiritual work, you might be completely lost right now, and that's okay. But basically what it is a perceptual shift. So you shift from sort of, let's call it ego-dominated awareness, and I don't mean ego as in selfishness, I just mean identity-based or identity-dominated awareness, and you shift into what we could call boundless awareness. In Buddhism, this is called enlightenment, which you've probably heard that word if you've been around in the spiritual world for any length of time. The word enlightenment just means discovering your true nature. So that's what Christmas is. You know, the mass of Christ, the mass of your true nature. Now, you might be wondering, well, how is Christmas about me? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You're saying that all of Christmas is about me, you know, all the billions of people that celebrate it are all celebrating me. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that they're consciously doing this, but what I'm saying is that the fundamental reason for it is this. It's a celebration of your true nature. It's a celebration of Christ. And Christ literally just means true nature, your true consciousness, right? So the thing is that this true nature is not just your true nature. It's just the true nature of the human being. It's like what the human being is beyond their identity, beyond their misidentification with this egoic self, the mind, the body. So basically, in essence, it's a celebration of everyone's true nature. It's like a celebration of every single one of us. Okay. And I mean that just to be absolutely clear. I don't mean a celebration of our achievements or, you know, the year that we've had or our personality or like some sort of egoic or some sort of like identity laden celebration of how great we are. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying our true nature. It's a celebration of our true nature. That is what I'm saying. It's a celebration of each of our true natures, okay? And as I said, who we really all are is just pure, unbounded, all-embracing fullness or consciousness or awareness. And actually this, if you look very closely at what Christ supposedly said, again, this is not, we're not doing archaeology or history here, I'm just, you know, let's just speak on a very basic level. If you look at what Christ supposedly said in the Bible, if you actually look at his words and you look beyond sort of the mythic interpretation of them, you can actually see this message is embedded in so much of his words, and maybe not just the realization of it, but the effects of it. And really, Christ's life, whether it was real or not, is an embodiment of deep spiritual realization. That is basically what it is. Like, it's quite simple when you look beyond all the paraphernalia. What I will say is there's a big caveat, and it's that if you've never done any serious spiritual work, or if you've never had an enlightenment experience, as it's often called, you've never had a glimpse into your true nature of any kind, there are many, you know, there's many levels of depth to that, and there's many levels at which that can be embodied. You know, you can have a glimpse of it, or it can literally come to take over your entire life in a good way. If you've never had this, this is going to go over your head, and you're going to think I'm weird, right? So what I'm going to do now is sort of explain how, you know, it's it might feel like a bit of a gap to bridge. It might feel like I'm just making this up or I'm sort of trying to sound edgy. Let me try and bridge the gap a little bit. So we're going to talk about, you know, how does this idea that Christmas is really a celebration of your true nature, of the true nature of the human being, how does this relate to how we currently celebrate Christmas? And let's be brutally honest right off the bat here, that the way most of us celebrate Christmas in the West, well, I mean, it is a Western thing, it's celebrated across the world, but I'll just say, the way most of us celebrate Christmas is either it's basically a hedonistic party, you know, we're drinking, we're eating till we are almost sick, you know, we're singing, we're getting presents, we're drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, listen, if you don't do that, my family always have a glass of champagne. I don't, but my family have a glass of champagne at 10 o'clock in the morning on Christmas. You know, it's it's either a Christmas, you know, a hedonistic party with zero depth to it. Let's just be very honest. There is zero fucking depth to that. You know, it's basically just animal desire. And I'm not saying that in a judgmental way. I'm just saying it to be honest. It's either that or it's some kind of like ritualistic celebration, you know. So, you know, it's sort of either the modern way of like consumerism or it's the traditional way of, you know, traditional religion and sort of the ritual of going to the church and, you know, eating certain food and reading the Bible. And I don't know exactly how it works because I wasn't brought up in a religious family, but I can sort of get the idea. That is literally, you know, that's like 99% of Christmas right there. Is either it's a hedonistic party or it's ritual. And most of the ritual is not very conscious either. And it doesn't involve people who know about, that have discovered their true nature. I can guarantee you that. Most people who go to church have no fucking idea what I'm talking about right now. And again, I'm genuinely not saying that to be judgmental. I'm just saying it as a fact, and you need to realize that this is what it is, that it's actually very serious. Like, if I'm telling you that Christmas is ultimately about something very deep and very profound about each and every one of us, and no one knows about it, and we're all celebrating this thing, no idea what it's actually about, it's very tragic. And think of all the money that gets spent. I mean, It's you know, it's the first week in December and we're absolutely saturated in Christmas stuff already. It's quite frightening. But anyways, you might ask, well, aren't Christians celebrating Christ, Ross? Christians are celebrating Christ, you know, they're praying and they're, I don't know, reciting hymns and they're talking about the story and... But just like, I'm really trying not to sound judgmental or horrible. I'm just really being very honest. Most Christians don't know what Christ is. This is why I said it might upset you if you're Christian or if you have sort of, you know, attachments to Christianity. They don't know what it is. And they don't know because it's their fault necessarily. It's because they're brainwashed from a young age into thinking that Christ was some man who taught literally what the Bible says and that, you know, he died for our sins and all of that. And it's so distorted that it's hard to even know really where to begin. But just, you know, just take it as a principle that most Christians, even though they think they're celebrating Christ, they don't know what Christ is. I can guarantee you that. The problem is, you know, we're talking about bridging the gap here between what I'm saying Christmas is and, you know, how Christmas is usually celebrated and viewed and all the rest of it. The problem is that all mystical truth in all traditions has been warped and egofied and it's been institutionalized and it's been dumbed down for the masses. You know, that's why if you go to church on a Sunday for 20 years, you'll be no closer to enlightenment or to Christ consciousness, like literally no closer, unless you're very lucky. You will not be any closer because the truth that is at the heart of these religions always comes from prophets and, you know, the original kind of like spiritual leaders and sages behind these traditions. And always, it's not that, I mean, their teachings remain in it to some degree, but especially with these very ancient and, you know, institutionalized religions like Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and so on, Judaism, the truth is very, like, buried and like, totally warped and twisted, and it's hard to even find it. You have to have, like, a very good, like, strong spiritual antenna. So what I'm saying is that the bridge isn't as big as you think. It just seems that way because most of the stuff that people are learning about Christianity is just bullshit. Like, I'm just going to be very honest. It's bullshit. It's quite simple as that. So of course it will seem like a big bridge, but what I'm also saying is underneath the bullshit, there is actually a very strong and powerful core. Why then, Ross, is this not how most people celebrate Christmas? You know, if it's so simple, if it's about our true nature, then, well, surely everyone knows what their true nature is. And, you know, surely then celebrating Christ, celebrating Christmas is just a natural sort of effect of that. And if it's not, then surely, you know, you must be wrong, or, you know, something's missing here. You're right, something is missing, and it's quite simple that most people have no idea what their true nature is. It's really as simple as that. And to be even more specific and even more blunt about it, and again, I'm being blunt not to be horrible, but I just want to be very honest, and I want to be very clear about this, that even most meditators, most spiritual, quote-unquote spiritual people, and most sort of yoga people have no idea what their true nature is. Like, a very low percentage. I've looked into this, and the percentage of people who actually stably realize it, of all meditators, is about 1%. So I'm talking like late-stage awakened people, people who have seen it over and over again so much that it's like totally infected their lives and their identity is transformed and they fundamentally live from their true nature. 1% of all meditators, which is higher, I can guarantee you, than the percentage of yoga people that have awakened properly. And if you look at the general population, it's probably less than 0.1%. So in my opinion, the problem isn't this definition. The problem is that most people simply have no idea what their true nature is. 1 in 1,000 people. So how can you expect them to celebrate pure, unbounded, all-encompassing oneness if they've never even seen it before? How can you expect Christmas on a cultural level to be structured around this when 1 in 1,000 people at best has developed like a stability in their own true nature? It's impossible. Like, it's not the fact in and of itself. It would kind of like there being a celebration for athletes. you know, how many athletes out of 1,000 people are there? Very few. So it might be called the athlete mass or the celebration of athletes, but even if we all celebrate it, there's still a very tiny percentage that are athletes, and it doesn't mean that being an athlete is stupid or impossible or hearsay. It just means that most people are not athletes, so they can get drunk and they can buy presents and they can spend hundreds of pounds on this day, but it doesn't mean they have a clue what being an athlete is. That's just a hard fact of the situation. And it's quite tragic. Like, if literally, like, listen to what I'm saying here. I'm saying Christmas is about your true nature. And what I'm saying is that 1 in 1,000 people at best have any stable awareness of this. this means that only 1 in 1,000 people have any stable awareness of who they really are. Isn't that it's an extraordinarily tragic situation. And it's even more tragic when you think that not only do we not celebrate Christmas, it's not that we don't celebrate Christmas, it's that actually we spend it being hedonistic or following rituals designed to maintain a traditional sort of religious dogma and bureaucracy. It's quite a sobering fact when you really sort of put that in perspective. So it can be shocking to realize this, but there is a solution, and we're going to get to what that is in a minute. What I will say, just to reiterate this point, if you don't do spiritual work, if you don't meditate, if you don't do contemplation, if you don't do real yoga, if you're not doing serious self-awareness work, you're not going to understand what I'm saying here. And but on the flip side, once you become clear about what your true nature is, you will recognize that this is what Christ is, and therefore this is what Christmas is really about. There's a rite of passage here. There's a barrier to entry. Not in a sort of institutional way, just in a sort of, it's just awareness. How aware of your true nature are you? And if you are, you'll understand what Christmas is. And if you're not, you won't understand it. Even if you identify as spiritual, you're not going to understand it. And it's been interesting for me because I wasn't brought up in a religious context, not really. I mean, at primary school, I remember we used to sort of read a bit of the Bible, and we used to learn sort of Christian Christmas songs, and we used to go to the church at Christmas time. But it was very sort of, I don't know, it was more community orientated than indoctrination or anything like that. Pretty secular. And then once I got to high school, there was no... We used to study religion, but at a distance, not really getting involved, more in a kind of, as though we were dissecting a frog or something. For most of my life, I never felt any connection to Christianity whatsoever. And even when I go into churches, I feel a connection for the symbols and the grandeur and the spiritual sort of essence of it, but I don't feel identified with the Christian faith. I think it's a lot of it is just BS and hearsay and politics. But I can say that the Christian symbols touch me very deeply, and without having some sort of glimpse of what my true nature was, I could never have developed that. Absolutely no way. It's totally intertwined for me. Another final point I want to make is that all the Christmas symbols point to this in some way. All Christmas symbols point to your true nature in some way, but again, you have to develop a taste for it. So if I tell you that, for example, the Virgin Mary is actually a pointer to your true nature, and I am not bullshitting you, it is a pointer to your true nature. unless you've had a taste of your true nature, you're going to think I'm nuts, to be quite honest with you. You're going to think I'm an oddball, right? So the awareness is absolutely crucial here. You might like what I'm saying. It might sound kind of nice, and your mind might be open to it, but ultimately, if you really want to understand what I'm saying here, and you want to understand why Christmas is a celebration of your true nature, you need to know what your true nature is to some degree. Okay, so that's the barometer. This is the standard here. The truth of who you are is the standard. If you know your true nature, your spiritual true nature, everything else will fall into place. If you don't, all of this will not make much sense to you. So this is our standard. This is our guiding principle here. So yes, we've answered the question. Ta-da! What is Christmas? It's quite simple. Christmas is about awakening or becoming enlightened or discovering your true nature. And it sounds very fancy, and let me tell you, it's a very life-transforming thing to discover and embody and to continue to live out. But ultimately, it's about how you perceive what it means to be you and what it means to be human and what it means for to exist in a world. That is as stark and as plain as I can put it. So next week, we're going to take this further and we're going to really go into this question of what is Christ? In other words, what is your true nature? And this will just, it'll get you inspired to either start to do the work to understand it experientially or to deepen your work or to become, to refine your work. And it will help you understand, again, what is Christmas? What is this all about? Thanks a lot for joining me. And if you would like to do a free 20-minute coaching session with me, if you want to try what that's like, then please head to deep-psychology.com. I'd be really honored to meet you and work with you. Thank you very much, and I will see you next Wednesday for the next episode in this Christmas series. Take care, everyone.